In Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet, Mishnah, in some versions it's Mishnah Yud Gimel, in some versions it's Mishnah Tet. That doesn't really concern us, okay? Some versions have some Mishnayot lumped together. So let's read the Mishnah. We are in the midst of discussing the five Talmidim of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. And they were Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkenus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Etanel, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. These five. Now, then we saw yesterday that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai would recount the special qualities, the unique qualities that each one had. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkenus was a borsu che'eno me'abet tipa. He did not lose a drop of Torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, Ashrei Yolato, how fortunate is the mother who gave birth to him. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was a chassid. Rabbi Shimon ben Etanel was Yerechet, feared sin. Rabbi Lazar ben Arach was Kema'ayana Midgaber. He was like a ever-flowing wellspring. And then we saw the praise im yu kol chachme Yisrael v'kaf moznaim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkenus, on the other side, he would tip the scale. And then even Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkenus together with everyone else on one side and Rabbi Lazar ben Arach on the other, he would tip the scale. And we discussed that yesterday. And now we're going to see a few Mishnayot that still deal with these five Talmidim. In the Mishnah that we're going to read now, we're going to learn that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai gave each one of these five homework to do. He asked them to investigate, to make a big research. And then we're going to learn ma'amarim, statements of Musar from each one of those five Talmidim. Amar lahem, he told them, Tse'u ur'u, ezohi derech yeshara, she'idbak ba ha'adam. Told them, go out and investigate and see and find out what is the straight path that a person should cling to. What is the main thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to excel at, to become great at? Interesting that he says, Tse'u'u'u, go out. Now when you tell these five Talmidim to go out, what does go out mean? Where are they found all the time? They're in the Bet Midrash. So when it says go out means leave the Bet Midrash and find out ezo yiderech yeshara sheidbak ba ha'adam. If you think about it, when a person is constantly inside the Bet Midrash, he is enclosed in Kedusha. He is wrapped up by holiness. And sometimes, because of that, it's very hard to discern the struggles that regular people struggle with. So it's very easy when a person is learning Torah all day and he's in a holy environment, in the friendly and holy confines of a Bet Midrash, the Torah enlightens the person, it opens up the eyes, the mind, the heart of a person. And he's able to see things on a higher level than the regular person outside. And so it's unfair sometimes that the Talmid Chacham who is inside the Bet Midrash should decide what is the way in general for people to strive for. Because that might be on your level, that might be in the heights of holiness that you reached. But maybe outside, where people are struggling with more mundane concerns, maybe they're not able to reach that. And so he told them, Tse'u ur'u. Baruch haba, Rabbi Shlomo. Tse'u ur'u. Ezo yiderech yeshara sheidbak ba ha'adam. Go out. Sometimes the Talmid Chacham has to go out and to be me'orav im ha'beriyot and to mix with, to mingle with the people and to see what are their concerns, what are their struggles, what is a way how to introduce everyone to that path that leads up to Shamayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's why he says, Tse'u'u'u. Leave the Bet Midrash, where you see things from on high, and go and join the people for just for a little while to see, I see people have a hard time with this matter or with that matter. Oh, so that's what people have to work on if they want to achieve the goals of Kedusha. And so each one was asked to do so, and each one came back with a different maskana, with a different conclusion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus came back and he said, you know what it is? You know what the Derech Yeshara is? Ayin Tova. A good eye. A good eye means a generous eye. It means an eye that is happy with the happiness of others. A good eye means an eye that is able to see the good in others. That's something that when Rabbi Eliezer went out to the shuk, he saw that's what people need to work on. If they want to succeed in Kiddusha, in reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayin Tova. A good eye. A good eye. I just heard recently a story about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whose Yortzeit is this week. Shavuot is the Yortzeit of the Baal Shem Tov Zechuto Tagen Alenu, Ve'al Kol Yisrael. Baal Shem Tov, when he was a young boy, he did not get along with the class. It wasn't easy for him in school. When he was a young boy of 5, 6, 7, he didn't have such an easy time. The Rebbe was very tough. And the Rebbe's wife, who was there in the Talmud Torah, was also very tough. And he didn't have such a good time, and he would be found wandering the streets. He would run away from class, and they would know, you go to the forest, you'll find little Yisraelke, the future Baal Shem Tov, and they would bring him back. And this would happen a lot. This comes from the Sefer Shivchei Baal Shem Tov. And one time, the story is, if you want to call it a legend, I believe it, it's a story about the Baal Shem Tov. One time he ran to the forest and he started to cry and he couldn't stop crying. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a child, a young child. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Hashem, please save me, help me. Help me, I can't take it anymore. Everything is so sad in there. The Rebbe is so angry. His wife is so stingy. She gives us so little to eat. I can't take it. My friends are not behaving so nice with me. And the story goes that all of a sudden a man appeared and he said to him, Yisrael, don't worry. So I go back to class. I give you a blessing that you should have eyes to see. That was the blessing that the Baal Shem Tov received. And this man disappeared. Maybe it was Eliyahu Navi, Kanir'eh. And the story goes that the Baal Shem Tov, the young Yisrael, came back to class. And he looked at his Rebbe, and his Rebbe looked all of a sudden like a very good person. He understood why he was tough. He had a hard day, struggling with his parnasah. He looked at the Rebbe's and he understood why she was so harsh as well. And each one that gave him a hard time, he saw in a different light. That's the blessing of Ayin Tova. Of course, the rest is history. The Baal Shem Tov, the light that he brought, the Oshivat HaYamin that he brought to the world. And that's Ayin Tova. If a person wants to know the Derech Yeshara sheidbak ba'adam, the Derech Yeshara that a person should cling to is to have a good eye, is to see good. Obviously, there's so much to talk about. What's the next one? Rabbi Yoshua Omer Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yoshua says to have a good Chaver. A good friend. How important it is to have a good chaver. You know, many times in the Mishnayot, we find that Talmidei Chachamim are called chaver. In all throughout the halachot of Terumot u'Ma'asot, when the Mishnah says chaver, it doesn't mean friend, like we say in Hebrew, and which it means, as we see in this Mishnah. But it doesn't mean friend. It means a Talmid Chacham who you know for sure took off Terumot u'Ma'asrot from his food. So that's how he's called, a Talmid Chacham, as opposed to Ama'aretz. You'll have those two opposite words. There's Chaver and there is Ama'aretz. Chaver means the learned Jew. Ama'aretz means the non-learned Jew, right? And the Rambam, if I recall correctly, it's in Masechet Dmai. The Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayot, I think in the second perek of Masechet Dmai, he says, why is it that the Talmid Chacham is called by the Lashon of Chazal, why is he called Chaver? And the Rambam says a Pirush that's very simple. You know what he says? He says, because the Talmid Chacham is the best Chaver that you can have. He is the real friend. That's what the Rambam says. How do you like that? Check it up in Masechet Dmai, if I'm not mistaken, about Tenura brings it down. The Rambam says the true Chaver is a Talmid Chacham, which means Chaver means someone who is mitchaber. Mitchaber means connected. The real connection we learned in the first perek of Pirkei Avot, Ohevet haberiyot u'mikarvan la'Torah. One who loves people is the one who is going to bring them closer to Torah. A friend that brings a person closer to gambling is not a friend. A friend who brings someone closer to the movie theater is not a friend. It's not a friend. He might be a crony. He might be some other, I don't even know if he deserves the title buddy. But a friend he's not. A chaver he's not. Chaver. David HaMelech in Sefer Tehilim, what does he say, Rabotai? Chaver ani lechol asher yere'ucha. I am a friend to those who fear you, Hashem. That's the best friend to have. Someone who can have such an effect on you to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Chaver. Because you know who the real Chaver is, Rabotai. Who is the real, real Chaver in this world? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazak u'Baruch. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the real Chaver. I'll prove it to you right away. Of course, it doesn't need any proof. Hashem doesn't need our proofs, you know. But I'll just tell you a Gemara. The famous story. Yes, Avi, what do you want to say? Oh, Knei Lecha Chaver, yes. Yes. So I wanted to prove, Chazak u'Baruch, Avi, what I wanted to show is that Hashem is actually called our friend. And the Gemara tells it to us in Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Mishle. In Mishle it says, Re'acha ve'rea avicha al ta'azov. Your friend and the friend of your father, don't forsake. Don't forsake such a good friend. You have a friend of your father and he's your friend. There's someone I know that is a long time friend of my father. Long time. He knows me since I'm a baby. And I have the zechut also to have him as a friend till today. That's re'acha ve'rea avicha. Al ta'azov. Don't forsake him. That's a shiduch from the Shamayim. From Shamayim, that's a match made in heaven. But why did I bring this pasuk? Because Rashi in Masechet Shabbat, on the words of Hillel HaZaken, the famous words of Hillel HaZaken, Madesane alach lata'aved lechavrach, what is hated on you, don't do to your friend. Everybody knows, right? He was telling that to the ger while he was standing on one foot. And he said, that's the whole Torah. Don't do to your friend what you wouldn't like to be done to you. You know, Rashi explains one pshat, you know which friend we're talking about? We're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the friend. Now we can understand how it means the whole Torah. Because Hashem is the friend. And Rashi brings the pasuk from Mishle. Re'acha ve'rea avicha al ta'azov. Hashem is our friend. He's the friend of our fathers. He's the friend of our grandfathers. He's the friend of our forefathers. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the reason why the Talmid Chacham is called Chaver is because he's the one that really brings us as close as possible to the real Chaver, to the real one that we need to be mechubar to, attached to. So, that's a little bit on the words of Rabbi Yehoshua. By the way, the name Yehoshua just came to my mind. Yehoshua, the first three letters are the letters of Hashem, Hashem's name. And Shin Ayin is Shashua. Shashua means when you play with something, when you rejoice in something, like Shashua, like a tzatzua. So Yehoshua means who is our Shashua? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Chaver Tov. Next, the third in line, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachen Tov. Rabbi Yossi says, a good neighbor. Now, we might read this quickly and say, well, what's the big difference between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yehoshua says friend, and Rabbi Yossi says Shachen Tov. Well, Shachen is not just a friend. See, a friend, he comes for a few hours to your house, maybe he learns Torah with you, or maybe you meet him in the Bet Midrash, right? So, you know, you put up a good show, and you put up your best behavior. So with the Chaver, you know, but the Shachen, he sees you all the time. You bump into him all the time. Sometimes his trash can comes into your driveway, or sometimes, you know, his mail comes to your door. So, you know, it's not always such a fun thing. You have to know how to get along with a shachen. Shachen means someone you see erev avoker v'tzahorayim. You see him all the time. A shachen tov, someone who is a shachen, who is good, who has a good effect. Oh, then it's a blessing on the person. Whereas, oy la rasha ve'oy lishcheno, if a person has a shachen who is not good, then it's very bad news for the person who is living in his vicinity. Rabotai, I'm mekatzer meod, because we don't have time, so I'm being very short. Rabbi Shimon omer, Rabbi Shimon, this is the only time where in the Mishnayot it says Rabbi Shimon, stam, and it does not mean Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Over here it's Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, all right? But usually whenever it says in the Mishnayot Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon omer, haro'e tanolad. A person who looks into the future, he sees what are the ramifications from what I am going to do now. What's going to happen? Like it says elsewhere in the Gemara, and we mentioned many times, heve mechashev, sechar mitzvah, keneged efseda, sechar avera, keneged efseda. Right? A person has to always think, what I'm doing right now, what's going to be the nolad? What are the results? What are the ramifications? What's going to be the situation after I did what I wanted to do? What's going to happen tonight? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to be down the line? Oh, that's a chacham. Remember, in a different Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, it says, Ben Zoma says, Ezehu chacham haro'e et hanolad. So Rabbi Shimon ben Etanel, he's saying that derech yeshara sheyidbak ba ha'adam is to excel in that chokhmah. That chokhmah of ro'e et hanolad is chokhmat ha'chayim, is the wisdom of life. Okay? And Rabbi Lazar omer, Rabbi Lazar, this Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, and he says Lev Tov. And everybody translates Lev Tov. What is that? That's it. A good heart. Right? That's what everybody says. A good heart. Okay? We understand that a good heart is a very important thing, obviously. And it sounds like Rabbi Lazar ben Arach is saying it's the most important thing. Amar lahem, so Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they came back with their reports, and now he gave his grades. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ro'e ani et divrei Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. I see the words of Rabbi Lazar ben Arach clearer than all of your other words. See means I agree. I agree with him more. Why? Shebichlal devarav divrechem. Because included in his words are all of your words. Which means, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying that included in Lev Tov is Haro'e Tanolad, is Chaver Tov, is Shachen Tov, is Ein Tova. Right? And Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom, explains right away in the beginning of his classic Sefer, Anenu Tzadikim, Sing You Righteous, in his first chapter there, he explains this as follows. If Rabbi Lazar ben Arach meant a good heart when he said Lev Tov, so how can we understand that in the words a good heart, you have all the other words? I mean, what does a good heart have to do with Haro'e Tanolad? Aroet Anolad has to do with Chochmah, with foresight. Lev Tov is a good heart. So because he's kind, he's going to be Roet Anolad. Maybe you could come up with a pilpul, with some kind of deep way, how to fit it in. But al pipshat, it's tzarich iyun, nachon? Al pipshat, you need to understand, how is haroet hanolad included in a good heart? How is shachen tov included in a good heart? Unless you want to say pshat in shachen tov, like some of the mefarshim say, see, how did I explain to you shachen tov before? To make sure you have a good neighbor, so that the good neighbor will have a good effect on you, will have good influence on you. But by the way, other mefarshim say, you know what shachen tov means? You be a good neighbor. Make sure to work on being a good neighbor. Well, that's the derech yeshara sheidbak ba ha'adam. So then, if you explain like that, okay, I'm sure that has to do with lev tov. When you have a good heart, you'll be a good neighbor. Chaver tov, if you want to explain like that also. But most of the mefarshim, they explain chaver tov to try to acquire a chaver tov, not to be a good friend. Of course, that's important to be a good friend, not just to acquire a good friend. But the pshat in the Mishnah, most mefarshim explain chaver tov to acquire a good friend. How does that have to do with lev tov? Many people who have a good heart, they fell into the trap of a bad friend. So what's a bit oyani? Now, I don't deny that there could be answers to this question. However, Rav Avigdor Miller, Rav Shalom, explains, because of this question, he explains the words Lev Tov based on the pshat meaning of the word Lev as found throughout the Tanakh. All throughout Tanakh, when it says Lev, Rabotai, you're about to hear something very important right now. A word in Tanakh, how to understand it correctly. Lev means heart, we say, right? But the truth is, lev means mind. That's the meaning. Lev means mind. Like, for example, it says, "V'chol isha chachmat lev beyadeha tavu." It says that all the women in the time of the Mishkan, in the time of the Midbar, who had chachmat lev, they were able to sew and to weave off of the back of the sheeps. Now, what does that have to do with chachmat lev, with the wisdom of the heart? It was the wisdom of the mind. That's a skill that they had. When a person has a good skill, you say he has a good heart. What does that have to do with the heart? And the meaning is, she knew how to do it. When Shlomo HaMelech was asked the question from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would you like me to grant you? What would you like me to give you? What was the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech? Please give your servant a lev shomeya, or a lev mevin, a heart that hears, a heart that understands. Oh, lev means a mind. Lev means a mind. Now, why does the Torah use the word heart for mind? That's because, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mind that's without heart is worthless. Has to be a person thinks with his heart as well. Has to be, you have to feel what you know in your mind. It cannot be that you just know it intellectually, but you don't really care about it. That's why all throughout Shas, you will find the same system. When the Gemara wants to tell us, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, let's say. How does the Gemara say that in Aramaic? How do you say according to the thinking of Rabbi Meir? Aliba de Rabbi Meir. What's Aliba? I guarantee you many Talmidei Chachamim don't know the translation of Aliba. Everybody translates from fifth grade, Aliba according to, Aliba according to. That's true. But what's the real translation of Aliba? Well, it's two words, Rabotai. A means on. That's in Aramaic. Liba means heart. On the heart of Rabbi Meir. Aliba, this Mishnah is going according to the opinion that's on the heart of Rabbi Meir. Oh, it was worth to come tonight, Rabotai, to zoom in just to hear the pirush of what Aliba means, which means Chachamim in their lexicon, they understood that understanding something really, it means when you feel it with the heart. Oh, so now let's come back to our Mishnah. Lev Tov, it means a mind that is good. What's good? En tov el ha-Torah sheneimah ki lekach tov natati lachem, torati al ta'azovu. a Torah mind. You hear that, Rabotai? Lev Tov means a mind that is saturated with Torah, to the point that his first instinctive thought is a thought of Torah. That's a Lev Tov. That's a Torah mind. In a Lev Tov, you have Ro'et HaNolad, you have the ability to immediately discern who is a Chaver Tov, who is a Shachen Tov, you have the Ayin Tova. It's all included in the words Lev Tov. So Rabotai, what is Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai telling us? What do we have to make sure to strive for in this world? To gain a Torah mind. A mind that is totally engulfed, surrounded, permeated by, filled up with Torah. That's why we go to ask and to seek Da Torah. People stand in long lines, sometimes overnight, just to ask a question from a Gadol BaTorah about business, about Inyanei Olam Hazeh. And the answer they get from the rabbi is maybe one sentence, sometimes a half a sentence. If you come to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Sharita, a Rashi Tevot even, you get. Hardly. And yet it was worth waiting the entire night just to hear that. Why is that? Why people go to Gedolei Torah, to rabbis, to Talmidei Chachamim for advice? Because the Talmid Chacham, because he's constantly learning, his mind has been transformed into a Torah mind, into a Lev Tov. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben you remember, Rabotai, I told you the story in Masechet Shabbat, in the Gemara, about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. After many years, he came back. Instead of Achodesh Hazelachem, he said, Acheresh haya libam. It wasn't by accident that was his mistake. Acheresh haya libam. Their heart was deafened. The heart became deaf. What does that mean? That means that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, what did he say here? He said the purpose of learning Torah is that the heart, the Lev Tov, the heart will be a heart that hears. The heart that will be a heart that understands. That a heart that understands what Torah is. Sometimes you go to a rabbi and you ask him a she'ela, and he gives you an answer. And many wise guys like to follow up the answer with, can you give me a source? Oh, yafeh meod. Can you give me a source? La efshar lachshov. Give me a source. Many times the big gadol batorah doesn't give a source. Many times. He just says the answer. You go back home and you check for the source on your own. You know why he doesn't have to give a source? It could very well be that at that moment, the actual page, chapter and verse was not in his mind at that moment. But the tochen, the content of that, is what was taking up his mind at that moment. Because he has a Torah mind. He might not remember right now which daf in the Gemara, in the Masechet it is. But he sure remembers, because he has a heart-feeling mind of Torah, that that's what the Torah is saying, that that is the Ratzon of Hashem. Many times you'll find that. Sometimes there is one of the Baalei She'elot U'Tshuvot. I'm just remembering right now. There's a She'elot U'Tshuvot Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tziner Rav, the Be'er Moshe Rav Moshe Shtern, Alav Shalom. He has a certain system how to write She'elot U'Tshuvot. If you ever look in his Sefer She'elot U'Tshuvot Be'er Moshe, you'll see that his system is he writes the question that he was asked lehalacha, and then he'll tell you in one or two lines, Veheshavti lo, and I answered him. Mutar, asur, whatever the answer may be. And then after that, he tells you a whole, you know, 2-3 page, sometimes 4 page or more, discourse on how he comes back, how he comes to that maskana. So you have the picture that the Be'er Moshe in Shul was sitting down, and someone came to him with a good question in halacha. And after a moment, I'm sure, of thought, the posek said, I think it's asur. Then the posek went home, and he opened up the Gemarot, he opened up the Sfarim, and after all was said and done, that was the maskana that he came to. So now, lechaora, you'll say, wait, what kind of business is this? You say mutar, and now you go look to find that it should be mutar. No, chas v'shalom, that's not what it is. He went and he saw that his instincts were correct. His instinct, his halachic instincts were correct. Because when he gave you the answer, who was giving the answer? The Torah was giving you the answer. Because his mind is a Lev Tov. It's a Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Lev Tov type of a mind. That's the reason why we go to ask the Gedolei Torah. Sometimes you think you know the answer on your own. Sometimes a person thinks, you know what? I also learned in yeshiva. I could open up the Mishnah Berurah. Well, if it is open Mishnah Berurah, there's no reason to go to ask the rabbi. You understand? You don't have to go ask, what is the bracha on potatoes? Because that's something that, you know, you can open up a sefer and you... But let's say something that you have a safek, a doubt, and it's a learned doubt. It's a type of safek that yesh sedadim lekanu lekan. Don't be posek for yourself. Go to a rabbi. And even a rabbi is not posek for himself most of the time. He goes and he seeks counsel with his colleagues, with other rabbanim to see, is it correct? Is it not correct? Why is that? Because there is a difference between answering from a mind that is only intellectually filled with Torah to a mind that is saturated with the emotions of the Torah. The mind already thinks and feels like the Torah. That's the one that you want to ask your questions. So that's a little bit on this Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet.